This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The gospel. Why did it have names in their traditions? Because
we don't even know what form it was in. We don't know. When is the earliest manuscript?
Listen to me.
Mark.
It's called textual criticism.
I am aware. I have read books.
So, yeah, good. Yeah. So we know that the texts that we have now are more than likely the first copies of the same things.
No.
The first copies, yes.
What the textual scholars are saying, are saying, that most of the corruptions into the New Testament, whatever it is, first of all, the New Testament didn't exist.
The Bible being corrupted on its own. So I'm trying to say there's two things you need to go home and look at, yeah?
Yep.
Is that who are these people? Mark, Matthew, Luke, John, and Paul. Who gave them these names?
And who, yeah.
Who gave them these names? Like the first thing, was he really called Mark? Was he really called Matthew? And secondly, the scriptures that...
Ask him.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are these people? Okay, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were evangelists. Okay.
Who said that? No, but you said this earlier, but you're not telling us who gave you this information.
No, let me finish then.
Would you like to tell us before? Before you tell us who they were, where did you get this information from?
Okay, it's written tradition.
Which?
Written tradition.
By who?
Go to the first century.
I know the names, by the way.
Clement of Alexandria, do you know him?
Yes.
Okay, tell me what he said.
About who?
About the apostles.
Who is the earliest testimony to the authorship of these gospels?
The authorship of these gospels?
Yes. Earliest.
Who's the earliest testimony?
Yes.
It's in Eusebius.
When was Eusebius alive?
Eusebius has a complete...
Third or fourth century?
1 second.
Fourth.
No, no.
Fourth century.
Eusebius was writing a thing. What's his name? Papias.
Papias
of Hierapolis.
Exactly.
Yeah. So when did Papias live?
So Papias, he was living at the same time as Elder John. He was a disciple of Elder John.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Now, who says Papias said that?
He said it himself.
But Papias said something.
No, Papias wrote it down.
Who reports it? Who reports that Papias said such and such?
It's found in Eusebius that he said that.
And when did Eusebius live?
Yes, he compiled it later.
When?
Third, fourth century?
Fourth century. Papias lived when?
Okay.
Wait, this is a very important question.
First,
how much is the gap? The gap between Papias and Eusebius.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
Okay, when was the first biography of Muhammad written?
In his life.
When
we have changed.
The one that we have, isn't it?
We have changed.
No.
You got it wrong.
I got it wrong.
This is not the first one. Urwa bin Zubair, a direct companion, the son of a direct companion of the Prophet. Urwa bin Zubair bin Awam was a companion of the Prophet of Islam. Urwa bin Zubair is the first person.
Who told you this?
Sorry?
Who told you this?
We have changed the narration going back.
Who told you he's changing the narrations?
What do you mean? We have the history of all these individuals.
Who wrote that history?
No, hundreds of men.
Tell me what.
Alive. Alive. You want to know?
Tell me one.
I'm telling you.
One.
Bukhari narrates from Abdullah bin Yusuf.
When was that done? When was that compiled? When were the hadiths compiled? When were they together? Were they in the same life as
Muhammad?
Were they written?
Now, let me finish. I'll tell you exactly what's happening here. Okay? Who was Bukhari? Did he exist or not? Okay, he existed. Bukhari had 90,000 students. Okay? And he had over 1,000 teachers. Okay, now this is the difference now. Watch, you're going to be blown away once you get the details. And you will see there's no comparison. No comparison. Okay, Bukhari had over 1,000 teachers. One of them, just one of them, was Abdullah bin Yusuf. To give you one example, a chain between Bukhari and the Prophet, uninterrupted. Men known, public, and what, as he said, what they ate, where they went, where they prayed, where they taught. Everything known. Okay, Bukhari had Abdullah bin Yusuf. Abdullah bin Yusuf's teacher was Malik bin Anas. Let me finish.
I don't know these names.
So you have to go and study the history of Islam.
In this book, we have the biography of all these companions.
8,000 companions. Let me finish now. You ask me a question. Okay. So Bukhari's teacher is Abdullah bin Yusuf. Abdullah bin Yusuf's teacher is Malik bin Anas, who also had thousands of students and hundreds of teachers.
Yes.
One of his teachers was Nafi. Nafi was, again, a student or a servant of a man called Abdullah bin Umar. Abdullah bin Umar was a direct companion of the Prophet Muhammad, a disciple of Muhammad. So Abdullah bin Umar narrates from the Prophet that the Prophet said such and such at this and this place. Nafi took that information, Abdullah bin Umar, and then passed it on to Malik, verbatim. Malik gave it to Abdullah bin Yusuf. Abdullah bin Yusuf gave it to Bukhari publicly and in the presence of hundreds of people, hundreds of witnesses. So this is how our tradition is preserved.
So you hold to, there's two different things, by the way.
Yeah.
There's a thing called oral, read a book called Jesus and the Eyewitnesses. There's a book called oral, sorry, there's a way of a transmission of something. Oral tradition, which you just said, tradition passed down. Yeah. And there's a thing called oral history.
Okay.
Now, oral history is when an eyewitness of something goes around spreading their news.
Right.
Goes around preaching.
Okay.
So, the disciples, what was the reason that the Gospels were written? What do you think? What were the reasons that they were actually written?
Well, Luke said other people are writing, so I thought I should write as well.
Why were the Gospels written? Yeah.
But I'm giving you an answer.
Okay, Luke said. Mark is the first. Why was it written?
I don't know. More we have no idea.
More than likely it was written because the...
Likely.
Everything's likely.
Okay.
Everything.
But in Luke's case, it wasn't.
History is always likely.
Sure.
So, probability. So, the disciples were dying. The eyewitnesses of Christ were dying. So, there had to be contained in something to pass on to the next generation. Now, one
this
second.
This is beautiful can information.
Can I finish?
Yes.
So, let's just take Mark. Mark is a book of oral history.
Okay.
Read Jesus and the Eyewitnesses, the top New Testament scholar, Richard Borkin, read it please. You can tell something is testimony of someone in the Gospels if it has a name. Why did, just an example here, why did Mark name the people that Jesus met? Why did he name the people that he healed? Because he, one second,
okay.
He named some.
He didn't name Mark. That's
you're calling
no,
him.
I'm not talking about Mark. Just, okay, let's say the first gospel. Let's say, remove Mark.
What was the name of the first gospel?
One second, that's my question.
Who wrote the first gospel?
You're saying who named, Mark name. I'm telling you, who named Mark?
Okay, one second. Remove Mark out here. First book of the gospel. Why did it have names in their traditions? Because it was
we don't even know what form it was in. Yeah. We don't know. When is the earliest manuscript?
Listen to me.
Mark.
It's called textual criticism.
I am aware of it.
Yes.
I have read books
so,
on it.
Yeah, good. Yes. So we know that the texts that we have now are more than likely the first copies of the same things.
No.
We have
no.
The first copies, yes.
What the textual scholars are saying, that most of the corruptions into the New Testament, whatever it is, first of all, the New Testament didn't even exist for the first 3 centuries. There was a discussion taking place between church fathers.
Well, wait.
Irenaeus is the first man to mention them four together, four
Athanasius.
Gospels. No, Athanasius came afterwards. No. It's not. You're not helping yourself. Irenaeus. When did Irenaeus live?
In the first century.
No, he was alive in this early third century, in the year 200. Irenaeus.
So
Irenaeus.
He wasn't part of the apologists.
No. Okay, Athanasius lived. Athanasius lived in the 4th century.
Okay.
In his festal letter of the year 367, he gives the final canon. So you're right about the canon.
The first person to mention
the four gospels together was Irenaeus in the year 200. Did you understand that? 200. So the New Testament doesn't even exist. What you know today as the New Testament.
What's your problem though with that? That's not my issue.
Okay, wait. Imagine, there are, for example, the Gospel of John was mainly read in Egypt.
Yes.
The Gospel of Luke was read in Antioch. The Gospel of Mark was known in Rome.
Yes.
Okay? And the Gospel of Matthew was written mainly in Palestine. Okay? That's why it's called the Gospel of Hebrews. So, these Gospels were written by different people in different times, and they had different conceptions of Jesus Christ.